Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. They're girly with me as the co-host again. We are looking at Chapter 1, Paragraph 10, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, here on the Mishnah elucidated with a phrase-by-phrase simplified translation with basic commentary, no simple or basic elements to it at all. The book family edition of Seder Nezikin from Maseches Avos, talking about loving work today. If you do what you love and love what you do, you will never work a day in your life. Isn't that true? What a true statement that is in general in life. So make sure to find something you love to do to make sure that you love work and you do not want to be involved in other things. Shemaya v'avtalyun kiblu mehen. Again, we're going to take off a couple of days next week because of Rosh Hashanah coming. Shemaya v'avtalyun kiblu mehen. Shemaya Omer Ehovas Azamalacho Sana Atarabanut Vealtis Vada La Rashut. Shemaya Avtalyun received the tradition, the Torah, from them. They were converts and descended from the Assyrian king Sancheriv, as Rav Rambam in Introduction to Yad Chazaka points out. They studied under Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shaddach and took over the positions of Nasi and Av Bezin from them. They were not actually converts themselves, since a convert is not eligible to serve in the Sanhedrin. Rather, they were the sons or grandsons of converts, as Tosfos Yontif from Maharal and Erechayim points out. What are they saying? Shmaya says, love work. Shmaya is not simply teaching a person should work for a living, Tosfos Yontif points out. To love work means that even if you have the money to support yourself without working, you should still find a useful job that you love to keep you busy, since idleness leads to psychological problems, as Rav points out and Kasuvos 59b points out. Distance yourself. Hate positions of authority. Distance yourselves from accepting positions of authority over the public, because such positions will cause the demise of those who hold them, as Rav points out in the second explanation. And do not make yourself known to the government. Do not get involved in working for the authorities, because your fear of them will bring you to violate your responsibilities to your true master, God, as Rav and Rabbeinu Yonah points out. Moreover, they will use you as long as it is in their best interest, but will turn against you as soon as it suits them. See below, we'll talk about this in the second parak, in the second chapter. As Rashi points out, the word Rashi literally means permission. This name is used for the government because they can give themselves permission to do whatever they want, as Rav points out. So really in life, and another short mission here today, really in life we should do what we can to be involved in work in a profession that we really love, that we love what we do and we do what we love, because then you'll really never work a day in your life. I love OT, occupational therapy. I love working with children and helping them achieve the best independence they can in the school and beyond, getting them to be better in fine motor, getting them to be better with writing and with coloring, with sensory and different aspects to their day, organization, and being involved in using their hands in the best way, especially for schoolwork, especially for dressing and eating and things related to the classroom. If you love what you do, it's really not even trying to be work. The podcast, even though it's kind of a work and kind of a hobby, a passion on the side, I love being able to speak and using the radio, especially for the radio episodes on Monday night. I love being able to give a message and try to hopefully help those around us and myself in this world. So really love work and don't want to be involved in positions of authority. It really leads to a lot of problems. We talk about it in another mission, of course, distancing yourself from the government, being involved in the government, because it's not good and it leads to problems. We want to make sure that we're not known to the government. Keep a low profile. Do what you can to stay modest and stay humble and to stay quiet in this life. No need for splishing and splashing all over the public sphere. Hashem knows what you do, and that should be enough. Join us next time as we talk about the idea of being careful with your words. We talked a little about yesterday and before, but again, in a different way, because there could lead to major problems here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.